Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Burt Show.
So what are we going to be doing once The Burt Show is over? Jackson's plan changed a couple of weeks ago. Bittersweet conversation I had with you last week.
Two traitor. Excuse me. Some lettuce stuck in my throat. That was really good.
I have tried to tell listeners that The Burt Show is not a life sentence. All right. You are allowed to find other jobs if they are going to make you happy. But people love to say, like, if somebody left, oh, it must be terrible. No, man, go do your thing, dude. So what are you? The plan was for Jackson to go on over to Pioneer. He accepted a job. I was happy. Dude was going to be taken care of because you're so talented and I love your chemistry. But you found something else.
Yeah. excuse me. I was obviously super appreciative of the Pioneer offer, and I accepted it instantly once I heard of it, because I mean, obviously it's a fantastic opportunity. I've been working there for the better part of 2 years.
It's the only thing that was on the table also at that time.
That is very true. But I'm really proud of what I've helped sort of build and garner there. And
not that proud, apparently.
Well, let me get there. I really have enjoyed my time there. But obviously, I've been having some very difficult internal conversations with myself about what is it that I want to do and what other opportunities maybe are out there. And an opportunity from somebody more or less kind of fell in my lap over the last few weeks. And it's doing kind of a similar thing that I was doing at Pioneer, where I'm going to be heading up all the brand partnerships with another sort of talent agency, except their creators that they sponsor are all sort of in the YouTube space, which is much more what I'm connected to. That's the majority of the content that I consume on the day to day. And so when I heard about the opportunity, it's right in my wheelhouse. It really made a lot of sense, sort of like linearly, as far as like my career trajectory has been going outside of this whole radio part of it. Mm-hmm. And so I figured maybe it was time to take a little bit of a risk and a leap and accept it. But I will tell you that it was not an easy decision, and I was really going back and forth and debating it for a while.
Yeah. What's a while? Like 2-3 hours?
No, the better part of, I mean, I would say like five. I mean, I had like 5 days from when I got the offer to when I needed to give them an answer by, and I waited till the very last second. And I had some very open and candid conversations. Cassie was very instrumental in helping me sort of make this decision.
Push you out the door, you mean?
Well, no, I tried to be supportive, because honestly, even though I make the joke about the traitor, I do, like, that's all of any of us want, mm-hmm. is for the people we work with to be happy and feel fulfilled. And if there's an even better fit than what you already had, then why shouldn't you go for it?
Right. And the really cool thing about talking to Cassie about this is because, you know, Cassie and I have really developed a personal and professional relationship because of the nature of our work and also the fact that we work very closely together. And so I was really appreciative that she was able to give me advice from a friend standpoint, but then also a professional and career driven standpoint. So having both of those perspectives was very helpful.
Well, you will be missed, friend.
And I'm going to miss everyone here.
And the truth is that when people leave, I just want you to be happy, man. So if this fits you a lot better, zero problem with that whatsoever, man. Go and do your thing, man. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, but before you get out of here, you feel like you need to clear your name.
I do. You know, I feel like everyone on the show has their various tropes and character-defining traits that they lean into. And there's a reason for that, because, you know, that's sort of that's what you attach to, and that's what you find yourself comfortable being in. And I've pigeonholed myself into being kind of a mean person, I think.
And I
genuinely don't think that I'm a mean person, but I like to incite the chaos, yes, a little bit and stir the pot a little bit. And so I feel like I'm constantly doing things with content brain on, where I'm coming up with ideas of how to stir the pot a little bit.
Oh, Jackson, our
lovable a-hole.
Yes, right? And I think that that's something that I can stand by, right?
Every show needs one.
Yes.
Seriously, every show needs a lovable a-hole.
So I went through this years ago because I always felt like I was the bad guy on the show and I was like the hated person. And our producer, Tracy, back then told me, she's like, when you look at the makeup of any like interesting show, there always needs to be a villain or like of any bit. And I just happened to be the villain. And so I think when people see you making these jokes, they're like, wow, you're an a-hole. But like in honesty, sure, it's really part of who you are. Like these jokes are legit, but it's not all of who you are. You're stepping into the role of the quote unquote villain to give people like lob them so they can make other jokes. And so you can build on stuff. Everyone has a character to play. And sometimes those characters shift, but you like, it's really who you are, but you also lean into it more than you are in reality.
I don't think there's anything villainous about it whatsoever. It's called a sense of humor. And we can give each other a hard time. I've said this a million times over the years on this show, that when people are giving each other crap, that is a healthy morning show right there. If you're listening to a show, when there's one member that's not being made fun of, there's a problem with that member on the show. So, Jax, I have never seen you as a mean person. You like to give people crap and you take it back.
Absolutely. I am more than happy to take it just as much as I can dish it. And that has always been the way that my humor has worked forever between my friends, between siblings, always has been under the guise of joking around and, you know, kind of poking fun at people. And never has my intent ever been anything malicious or otherwise. And I feel like I've made that clear, but obviously I haven't, because this past weekend at Pride, a very joyous occasion where everyone is so happy and smiling and having a great time. And I was having a great time too. And all these listeners were coming up to us and saying how much they loved us. And I was super appreciative of that. But it's kind of one of those things where you read a million nice comments and they don't mean anything to you. But then the bad ones are the ones that stand out in your head. Two separate occasions. People came up to myself, Mikey, and whoever else I was standing with and were like, oh my God, I love you guys on the show so much. I'm so happy. I'm so sad that the show's going away, all that. And then they looked directly at me. This is two separate occasions. One person said, oh, you're really mean. And the other one said, hey, you're kind of an a-hole. And I was kind of taken back because I'm like, do you not understand that the things that I say and do on here are like, you know, I'm trying to make the bit or whatever it is that we're doing as entertaining as possible. I hope that I never thought that people actually thought that right. I was like this.
Sounds like something an a-hole would say.
But I think it was a little jarring, like hearing that in person, like straight to my face. And I was like, kind of tried to play it off, but then I was like, man, do people really think that about me?
Yeah, it's one of those things, like when you're not a full-time member and you're like a full-time, like, you don't have a full-time mic, and so you come on in like spurts, and so people are only getting one aspect of you, right? And we are all layered, nuanced people, like Shrek, we're onions, you gotta peel back the layers, but there's one layer people get over and over again of you, that is you're an a-hole. I will admit, your a-hole layer is very strong, but I also know there's other layers of you.
Really?
I'll take that.
It has always been welcomed.
Yes.
And it really has. And it's part of the balance of a show, man. The comments to me can really make you question who you are. Like, you know who you are, and you'll see a comment or two. And why does a person's perception of you have more weight with you than your perception of yourself?
Totally agree.
It is a mind F.
It is.
It's the Burt Show.
Hey, the Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.